When preparing for corn planting, it's important to know what the soil temperature is right as you're getting ready to plant, but also know what the forecast is for the next 3 days and how that affects soil temperature. This is important because the first 3 days are critical to the germination process of corn. With cold soil temperatures, chilling injury can result. Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk-Jones. I'm the K-State Multi-County Agronomist for Cheyenne, Sherman, and Wallace counties. I deliver unbiased, research-based information to you for you to apply it on your farm. Now, I spent a few minutes looking at the soil temperatures for our area. From the K-State MesoNet weather stations for Cheyenne, Sherman, and Wallace counties, the average soil temperature for the last 7 days ranges from 56 to 59 degrees. Now, that was the average for the last 7 days. The minimum temperature ranged from 48 to 53 degrees over those last same 7 days. And the maximum at the 4-inch depth was between 62 and 65. Now, this shows that we're still having quite a bit of fluctuation in the soil temperatures at even the 4-inch depth. The soil temperature is influenced by the wetness of the soil, the air temperatures, and the amount of residue on that soil surface. Now, the soil temperatures are important at corn planting because the very first thing that the seed does is imbibe or absorb water from the soil. If the seed is imbibing cold water, it can result in chilling injury. This can occur when the soil temperatures remain at or below 50 degrees after planting. Now, while that may not seem like too much of a concern right now, we have several days and nights of fairly cool weather with rain, freezing rain, and even snow in the forecast for this upcoming week. Now, absorbing water into the seed is what starts that seed's germination process. The seed takes in between 50 and 60% of its weight in water. 24 to 72 hours are the most critical, and when soil temperatures remain below 50 degrees or at 50 degrees, it can cause problems. The kernels naturally swell when taking in water. Now, if the cell tissues are too cold, they become less elastic and may rupture during the swelling process, and this can result in leaky cells. The injury symptoms include swollen kernels that may fail to germinate or aborted growth of the radicle or the coleoptile, basically aborted growth of the first emerging root and the first emerging shoot from that seed. Chilling injury can also occur following germination as those seedlings enter into the emergence process. Chilling injury to seedlings can result in reduced plant metabolism and vigor, possibly causing stunting growth or death of the seminal roots, or that off-green, kind of yellowish-green color. That can result in deformed elongation of the mesocotyl, or the plant looks like it is wrapping up in a corkscrew. Chilling injury on seedlings can also result in leaf burn from cell death on the edges of the leaves, or it can result in delayed or complete failure of emergence. Often those plants will try to leaf out under the ground. Chilled seedlings may also be more sensitive to herbicides and to seedling blights. I really like to see uniform emergence from corn that emerges and takes off growing gangbusters. Quick emergence and rapid growth are promoted by warm soil temperatures. The weather forecasted over the next several days doesn't really sound like we're going to be promoting warm soil temperatures, with the near freezing overnight lows and various forms of moisture. So before you put corn seed in the ground, look at what the soil temperature is right now and look at the 3 to 5 day forecast for warm soil conditions. If you have any questions, please contact me, Jeannie Falk-Jones, at the K-State Extension offices in Goodland, Sharon Springs, or St. Francis, or on the K-State Experiment Station in Colby. You can also see what I'm finding in the field by following me on Facebook at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy.